The First of Chronicles, Chapter 1. Adam, Seth, Enosh, Kenan, Mahalalel, Jared, Enoch, Methuselah, Lamech, Noah, Shem, Ham, and Japheth. The sons of Japheth were Gomer, Magog, Madai, Javan, Tubal, Meshech, and Tyrus. The sons of Gomer were Ashkenaz, Riphath, and Togarma. The sons of Javan were Elisha, Tarshish, Kittim, and Rodanim. The sons of Ham were Cush, Mizraim, Put, and Canaan. The sons of Cush were Seba, Havilah, Sabta, Raamah, and Sabtica. The sons of Raamah were Sheba and Dedan. Cush became father to Nimrod. He was the first to become a mighty one on the earth. Mizraim became father to Ludim, Anamim, Lehabim, Naphtuhim, Pathrusim, Casluhim, from whom the Philistines came, and Kaphtorim. Canaan became father to Sidon, his firstborn, and Heth, as well as the Jebusite, the Amorite, the Girgashite, the Hivite, the Arkite, the Sinite, the Arvadite, the Zemarite, and the Hamathite. The sons of Shem were Elam, Asher, Arpachshad, Lud, and Aram, and Uz, Hul, Gether, and Mash. Arpachshad became father to Shelah, and Shelah became father to Eber. Two sons were born to Eber. The name of the one was Peleg, because in his lifetime the earth was divided. The name of his brother was Joktan. Joktan became father to Almodad, Sheleph, Hazarmaveth, Jera, Hadoram, Uzal, Dikla, Obal, Abimael, Sheba, Ophir, Havilah, and Jobab. All of these were the sons of Joktan. Shem, Arpachshad, Shelah, Eber, Peleg, Reu, Serug, Nahor, Terah, Abram, that is, Abraham. The sons of Abraham were Isaac and Ishmael. These are their family origins. Ishmael's firstborn, Nebaioth, then Kedar, Adbeel, Mibsam, Mishma, Duma, Massa, Hadad, Tema, Jeter, Naphish, and Kedemah. These were the sons of Ishmael. The sons that Keturah, Abraham's concubine, gave birth to were Zimran, Jokshan, Medan, Midian, Ishbak, and Shua. The sons of Jokshan were Sheba and Dedan. The sons of Midian were Ephah, Epher, Hanok, Abida, and Aldea. All of these were the sons of Keturah. Abraham became father to Isaac. The sons of Isaac were Esau and Israel. The sons of Esau were Eliphaz, Reuel, Jeush, Jalam, and Korah. The sons of Eliphaz were Teman, Omar, Zepho, Gatam, Kenaz, Timnah, and Amalek. The sons of Reuel were Nahath, Zerah, Shammah, and Mizah. The sons of Seir were Lotan, Shobal, Zibeon, Anah, Dishan, Ezer, and Dishan. The sons of Lotan were Hori and Homam. Lotan's sister was Timnah. The sons of Shobal were Alvan, Manahath, Ebal, Shepho, and Onam. The sons of Zibeon were Aya and Anah. The son of Anah was Dishan. The sons of Dishan were Hemdan, Eshban, Ithran, and Kiran. The sons of Ezer were Bilhan, Zeavan, and Achan. The sons of Dishan were Uz and Aran. These are the kings who reigned in the land of Edom before any king reigned over the Israelites. Bela the son of Beor. The name of his city was Dinhabah. When Bela died, Jobab the son of Zerah from Bozra began to reign in his place. When Jobab died, Husham from the land of the Temanites began to reign in his place. When Husham died, Hadad the son of Bedad, who defeated Midian in the territory of Moab, began to reign in his place. The name of his city was Avith. When Hadad died, Samlah from Masrekah began to reign in his place. When Samlah died, Sheol from Rehoboth by the river began to reign in his place. When Sheol died, Baal-Hanan, the son of Achbor, began to reign in his place. When Baal-Hanan died, Hadad began to reign in his place. The name of his city was Peu, and the name of his wife was Mehetabel, the daughter of Matred, the daughter of Mezahab. Then Hadad died. The sheikhs of Edom were Sheikh Timnah, Sheikh Alva, Sheikh Jetheth, Sheikh Aholabema, Sheikh Elah, Sheikh Pinon, Sheikh Kenaz, Sheikh Teman, Sheikh Mibzar, Sheikh Magdiel, Sheikh Iram. These were the sheikhs of Edom.